thy hands have made. See the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my song, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my song, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, seated. And good morning to all of you today. Thank you so much for coming. So we're here certainly to celebrate the life of Stella Nuss and the 102 plus years that God gave her on this earth to bless our lives in so many, many ways. I'm told that with the Zabe first cousins, there were 52 of them. That's a bunch. For Stella's first cousins on the Zabe side. Now there are four left now that Stella has gone to heaven. I'm also told that on Ascension Day, which was just last week Thursday, is when they would all gather for their celebrations. How wonderful that was, I'm sure. Stella's confirmation verse, which is also a part of the ending part of the obituary, I'll read it now from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. This is Jesus speaking to the Apostle Paul. before what I'm going to read, Paul had, he had this thorn in the flesh that the Bible says was a messenger from Satan to sent to buffet him. And Paul pleaded for the Lord to take that away. And his answer was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." What a beautiful verse to be given. She knew that all of her years. Think of the trials of life that one endures throughout 102 years, and the joys of life, certainly. God is faithful. I want to read her obituary now. Stella, the youngest of four sisters, was born in the family home to Herman F. and Lydia Zabe Harnish on March 22, 1921, in Menno. She was baptized April 17, 1921, by Pastor, supposed to be Wilhelm in German, Langholz, and confirmed June 23, 1935, by Pastor Christian Healer in the Grace Lutheran Church. Until marriage, when she joined Ebenezer Reformed Church, that was out in the country southeast of here, and transitioned then to Salem Reformed Church here in 1965. At the age of three, her family moved to the farm, and her father built on the land he purchased, 8 miles east of Menno, 1/2 mile west of Meridian Corner. If you're following along, there was a typo there. It's west of Meridian Corner. Her formal education started in a one-room schoolhouse, Independence, District 86, 1/2 mile west of her family home. Stella's home farm was built on land purchased by her father. After completing high school at Freeman Junior College Academy, Stella continued her education at the Southern State Normal College in Springfield, South Dakota. After teaching for 4 years in the same rural school she had attended, she went back to Springfield for her 2-year course, which allowed her to teach in the town and city schools. Stella served as student body president during the 1944-45 terms. After graduation, Stella taught in Watertown Grade School until Sam's return from the service. One summer break, Stella worked in a war factory, operating a machine which produced airplane rivets, a job reminiscent of the iconic World War II woman factory worker, Rosie the Riveter. I have to just insert something that the family shared that I thought was pretty neat. As she did that job, each one had a bucket beside where they worked, and if there were rejects of those rivets that came through, they were tossed in that bucket. And one day the supervisor came by and said, "Stella, you have the most rejects of anybody." And her remark was, "Because I want to bring the boys home safely." And the supervisor said, "That's right. I know you have a sweetheart over there." It's pretty neat. Sam A. Nuss, while home on a short leave from the Army, proposed. They were married a day later, January 30th, 1944. It was a 70-year loving, committed union. Stella continued to teach while Sam was overseas. Upon Sam's discharge, after the war, she completed the school term in Watertown, then returned with Sam to settle on her home place. Stella was a dedicated farm wife and mother. She reminisced about how she learned to cook by feeding Sam and his brothers during harvest season. Adjusting to nuss time provided new trials, but she stepped up to the challenge. Having tasty, wholesome meals ready whenever Sam came home, any time between 7 and 10 in the evening, she was always prepared. At one time, she had 2 refrigerators and 2 chest freezers filled with all kinds of meat, prepared foods, baked goods, and desserts. Baking was a pleasure for Stella. She enjoyed baking and sharing cookies, bars, cakes, kuchen, rolls, buns, and bread. A favorite Christmas tradition was baking cookies, barrels full, according to Sam, and delivering plates to area people. Stella was also active in the community. She served as a girls' 4-H leader, taught Sunday school, Bible school, and confirmation school, and served on a number of committees, including the Cancer Society and various church groups, fundraising for the Menno Olivet Care Center and the Menno Heritage Museum. Stella had a passion for history, particularly that of her family and community. She and her friends spent hours researching, interviewing people, and helping write the book, Menno, the First 100 Years, to commemorate Menno's 100th anniversary in 1978. She and her friends established the Menno Heritage Museum. Stella, along with relatives, wrote family history books, the Philip Nuss and Katharina Mettler family history, and the Fred and Caroline Harnish family history. Family books included genealogical records, true stories, and experience. Stella was interested in and felt it important for descendants to understand the variety and uniqueness of their ancestors' personalities. Sam and Stella wanted to record their history as well, because they thought it unfortunate that many people knew very little about their parents and grandparents. Everyone has a story. Stella wrote many short stories about their individual and family lives. Many of her stories were compiled into Sam's story, South Dakota through World War II Europe, while others were collected in less formal books and binders. Stella enjoyed reading a variety of books and publications as long as her sight permitted. The radio and television were on at all times, turned into cooking or the news. Stella enjoyed keeping up with national politics. Above all, Stella had many friends of all ages and had a genuine interest in people. She enjoyed visiting with everyone and relating stories about current and past events. Stella was overheard telling people they could call in the evening, any time before midnight. Her children were often surprised in her later years by her knowledge and memories of their friends and classmates during their grade and high school years. Like people from Stella's time, she saw and adjusted to many memorable and revolutionary things, such as the common use of electricity and running water, the change from horse to automobile travel and mechanized farming, medical advances including the development of penicillin, the introduction of airline travel, the space program and man walking on the moon, the development of nuclear power and weapons, the introduction of radio, TV, and the computer, the failure of the banks and drought during the Great Depression, World War II, and many other things. Stella was preceded in death by her husband Sam, her parents Herman F. and Lydia Harnish, her sisters Evelyn Deedy, Leah Harnish, and Amanda Gross, and one great-grandchild, Owen Nuss. Survivors are two sons, Philip and his wife Kenneth Nuss, Jeffrey and his wife Linda Nuss, her daughter Norma and her husband Cliff Nuss Chandler, 10 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. May God bless her memory always in our hearts and lives. There's in your bulletin program, there's 2 poems that Stella had, so I'm not going to read those, but she had a few more, and I want to read one of those that was very special to her. It says, "The world has need of you. If it's ever so small the part you take, the world has need of you. Be it big or little the effort you make, the world has need of you. If it's only a thought, you give by the way. If it's only love's word, you pause to say. It's a part that nobody else can play, so the world has need of you. By your smile, you can change another's life. The world has need of you. By a word, you can bring peace out of strife. The world has need of you. Then lift your head and never say die. Count every blessing, stop every sigh. Oh friend, don't let a chance slip by. The world has need of you. By Evelyn Whittle. Beautiful poem. We're going to sing next, In the Garden, 635 in your hymnal or again on the screen. Now, how we're going to do this morning is we will sing together the first two verses. Then Jennifer's just going to play through the song and for us to just have a time of silent meditation. That was one of Stella's requests. So during that time, just whatever it would be, thanking God for her life, thinking of your memories with her and of her, whatever it might be. And then we will sing the third verse together, okay? In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go through the voice of his voice to me is falling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Amen. At this time, if you would join me in saying the 23rd Psalm, I think there the words are on the screen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And a reading from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So we're here this morning. First of all, number one, we give thanks to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who came to this earth and gave his life for us. He who knew no sin became sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Secondly, we are here to celebrate Stella's life of 102 plus years, and to thank God for such a beautiful gift. And third, in this, as I go through the scripture passage, at any time when we come to this point, we should be examining our own lives, no matter what our age, because we know one day this will be our day, and we never know when that will be. So Peter, the Apostle Peter, in the text, that's the one, 1 Peter, that I'm going to focus on. And why I chose it is because, and no, Stella was not perfect, and none of us are, but she lived this pretty good. And as we look through these verses, I'm going to make some comparisons, okay? Some people have said, oh, maybe you shouldn't do that. And my answer is the Bible is full of that. If we don't have examples of people's lives of faith in Scripture, what would we have? What would we have? They are people just like us. So what did he say? First, his first phrase in this passage was, the end is near. The end, one translation says, the end and culmination of all things is near. Another one says, the end of the world is coming soon. This is talking about the return of Jesus Christ. And if it was soon 2,000 years ago, it's that much closer now in this day and age which we live. So the end is near. He says that to us today. We have to be ready. If we go to the second epistle of Peter, chapter 3, verse 3, he said, in the last days, there's going to be, he called these people scoffers, those who make fun of the return of Jesus Christ. They will come scoffing, following their own evil desires, and this is what they're going to say. Where is the coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has, since the beginning of creation. Well, it's what they thought at Noah's time when the flood came and destroyed it all too. So He's coming, getting ready to meet Christ as we live our lives on this earth with the help of the Holy Spirit. It should be a continually growing process, growing closer in our walk with the Lord and our fellowship. And so the rest of these verses, he gives this checklist, as I would call it, a readiness checklist for all of us. Am I ready for the Lord's coming? Whether it is my death first on this earth, as Stella's was, or is it his coming while I'm still living on this earth, which could very well be. That verse 7 begins after he says, the end is near, he says, therefore. And you probably heard this before, but whenever you see a therefore in the Bible, you need to see what it is there for. And so he gives about 6 reasons what it's there for, saying the end is near. The first, he talks about prayer, our prayer life. So he says, therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Prayer, we ought to all know this. It's absolutely one of the foundations of our walk with the Lord. Every day, just communing with our Heavenly Father. I love that, the song In the Garden. That is absolutely what that song is about. Whether we think of the Garden of Gethsemane when Christ was there before the cross, whether we think about ourselves in our fellowship with God, whether it's loudly, whether it's quietly, whether it's just a whisper in silent meditation, which was more on Stella's side of how she lived. And there were several, as I mentioned, there's 2 poems you have, there's several poems written. The last phrase of that poem by Corrie Ten Boom that called The Tapestry, we see just this gentle, humble, surrendered heart. I want to just read the last couple lines. In the pattern that God has planned, he knows, he loves, he cares. Nothing this truth can dim. He gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him. That is surrender. So we surrender our lives to him. In the garden, he walks with me, talks with me, tells me I'm his own. And the joy we share, meaning the individual and the Heavenly Father, the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Prayer, such a beautiful part of our lives that we can fellowship with God as our Father. I just have to say, and I think the family would too, I'm sure they would, a big thanks to our care center here at Menno, the staff. I know there's some of you here. I'll get it out here just a second. They minister spiritually to our residents there. Day in and day out, it's not just physically. But it's, and all the more, in their dying days. And it's a blessing to watch from the outside coming in. Just last Saturday, I just had a few minutes to go in over the noon hour before I had to leave for another appointment. And as I'm coming down the hall, heard one of the workers reading scripture right at her bedside, just sitting there. And I know the family did this too. But the workers, many, many times, singing hymns, praying with her, praying for her. It's beautiful to see. So first, prayer. Second, he says, love each other deeply. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. I could think of many verses on this. 1 John 4, we love because he first loved us. He took the first step towards us in our salvation. We did nothing, nor can we, to earn anything that God has done for us. He has drawn us to himself. I enjoyed one of the readings. I was looking on the funeral home website. There was a couple comments of people on there where you can share memories. And this was by a great niece. And she wrote a neat article on there. I want to I wrote this phrase down. She said, in all my visits, I never heard Stella say anything negative about anyone or anything. And I would have to agree with that. Third, offer hospitality. Verse 9, offer hospitality without grumbling. That's the key. Stella grew up in the era where, as I'm told, I didn't live in this time, but especially here in this area, where Sunday afternoons and evenings were a time of unannounced visits. A lot of you probably lived in that. And you went places and people came to you and you never know what was going to happen. Now in this day and age, that'd be a whole switch. A whole switch. Which included being prepared, as Stella was, as we saw in her obituary, having two refrigerators, two chest freezers filled with all those goodies for whoever maybe would have showed up. Offer hospitality without grumbling. I always think of those times, the story that, and I don't know if it was Sam and Stell that told me once, it could have been, but this was a story of a rural country church, probably like Ebenezer or Saron out there, and they had to take turns feeding the pastor because he had more than one church on a Sunday. And so the pastor went to this one house one day, and he sat at the dining room table with a little boy waiting for dinner to be served. Stella liked to laugh, right? That's why I'm telling this. And so the minister asked the little boy, "What are we having for dinner?" And the little boy said, "Buzzard." And the minister said, "Buzzard? How do you know that?" "Well, my mom said we might as well get it over with and have the old buzzard for dinner." So that he says, offer hospitality without grumbling, right? Without grumbling. And she did. I remember the years, and my early years here, and Stell, as she just helping Lydia Schramm sticks out in my mind, as she would bring her here to church, to many things. Hospitality. God bless Stella. Fourth, he says, use God's gifts and talents to serve. Verse 10, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. She did. Some gifts are very visible. Others are behind the scenes, as hers was much of the time, behind the scenes. I want to share one example of that. So we came here in May of 04. This would have been somewhere in 2005 early. I was visiting Sam and Stell, and somehow the hymns we sing in church came up. And I remember I said to Stella, I said, you know, at some point, if I ever have time, I'm going to make a list of all the hymns out of our hymnal, so I can keep track of that. So I don't repeat hymns, you know, you sort of forget in time of what you've sung. And that was the end of it, the discussion. And you know, it wasn't too many months later, she came to me one day with these papers that I still have. She wrote out all 555 hymns in our red hymnal, not this blue one, left about an inch of space between each one, wrote the names, said, "Here, Pastor Mike, now you can keep track." And I used that for 10 years. And it is precious to me. To this, they're tattered. It wasn't that way. But on the back side, I think, was scratch paper, probably from Philip's work. The way it looks. Hopefully not anything too secretive. Just serving. Serving. That's who she was. Next, he talks about speaking God's word. Verse 11a, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. And again, going back to the obituary, I think of the children that she touched through teaching Sunday school, vacation Bible school, confirmation. One of the young ladies here today said, Stella always, she taught us music at when, I don't know what age, and she said, and I loved her. I loved her so much. Think of all that those that have gone on before her, the greetings that she is receiving in heaven. And lastly on this one, as far as the therefore, serving others, if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides. And that's the only way to do it. Otherwise, we get burnt out. If it's not with God's strength and the anointing of the Holy Spirit within us, the strength God provides. And so I'm not going to read again, but that poem, the world has need of you. The Lord has need of you on this earth to minister to him and for him. And that's how she lived, as best as she could. Not perfect, of course, but with the help of the Spirit of God who lives within. The last verse, why do we endeavor to live this way? Verse 11 says it. So that in all things God may be praised. So that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. He gets the glory, not Stella, not any one of us. He gets the glory. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. And so we do examine our lives. We need to. God is the one who knows our hearts. And he's the only one who knows our hearts. We know John 3:16 very well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We live in a day and age, I've heard this many times. People say, will tell me things like, well, Jesus came, he went to the cross, he went to the cross for all, so it's a done deal. Doesn't matter what I believe or not. And I wish that were so, but it's not so. No, because the verse that we don't hear, following verse 16 and verse 18, says this, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So let's think about Stella's example that she left for us on this earth. Amen. If you're able, if you'd please stand with me for the closing prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we worship and magnify your name. Thank you for Stella. Such a dear, dear, precious child of yours. Thank you for the life she gave us, that you gave her, excuse me, on this earth. And we do give you, Lord, glory and honor and praise this day. Father, for you are the giver of life and you are the conqueror of death. You are God Most High. We thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who is the resurrection and the life. Lord Jesus, you said in your word that whoever believes in you, though he or she may die physically, yet shall he or she live. And you said again that whoever lives and believes in you would never die. Father, we know it's just a stepping over into eternity. And so, with faith, Lord God, in your great mercy and wisdom, we do entrust Stella Nuss to your eternal care. We praise you for your steadfast love for Stella all the days of her earthly life. We thank you for all that she was to those who loved her so much, for all the memories that she has left us with. And finally, Lord God, we thank you that for Stella, death is now past, that she has entered heaven to spend eternity with you. Thank you, Lord, for her vision being restored. We can only imagine the sights she is beholding and all the glory of heaven and seeing you, Jesus, face to face. Thank you for her hearing being restored, hearing all the angels and the saints of God worship before your throne and joining in. And for her to be walking around freely as she desires. It's glorious to think about, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together now the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the peace, the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good, so that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Before we sing our closing hymn, I'm going to have a prayer for the meal, because you'll be ushered out into the social hall. There was a private family committal service before the service. That was Stella and the family's wish. You probably gathered that by now. So we'll go out into the social hall for lunch, and you are all invited to stay. Hopefully you can. So we'll have that prayer first, and then we'll sing. Heavenly Father, thank you for what follows: a lunch, a time of wonderful fellowship and sharing of memories. Thank you for the women of the church who have given of half of their day to come and serve. Lord, bless them and bless all who brought salad and dessert and parts of the meal to share. Bless the hands that serve it. And we ask, Father, that you bless this food to the nourishment and strength of our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. So our closing hymn will be number 779, I'll Fly Away. And this was one that we sang at her bedside one of the last days on earth. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars is flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. Fly away, oh glory, fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, fly away.